This is Laura Dierdl with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Gerard Jenkins, Chief Medical Executive at Eden Hospital with Sutter Health. Dr. Jenkins, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. And thank you so much for joining me on the line today. I'm excited for our conversation. I know we'll talk a lot about, you know, some of the interesting things that you're doing at Sutter, as well as, you know, some great projects that you've been working on. But before we dive into my questions, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yes, I'm currently the Chief Medical Executive of Eden Hospital at Sutter Health. I've been in the role relatively recently, so just in the past 3 months. However, prior to that, I was on the outpatient side as the chief medical officer of a healthcare clinic in serving Alameda County here in California. And I also did some other background. I've worked in other spaces in biotechnology and biological sciences, but I really enjoy healthcare and healthcare delivery. And so that's one of the areas where I've kind of gravitated back towards and have really enjoyed doing over the past over a decade at least.
That's fantastic to hear. And certainly, you know, having that experience, I can imagine, really informs some of the things that you're able to do currently within the healthcare space and leading teams and whatnot. So, you know, definitely always great to have a lot of experience bringing into this role. Now, I'm wondering if you could talk about one change that you've made in the last year that had really great results, probably from, you know, your previous hospital, but definitely would just love to hear about some of the things that, you know, you've been working on that really made a difference.
Yeah, I'll give you one or two, one from my previous role and one that I've worked on recently. So when I was in the outpatient side, one of the things that I was talking to my chief operating officer about was hiring a director of medical operations. And in the short term, I was thinking about this last year in the role as, you know, kind of, you know, what would the value add be? But then we found this amazing individual and really working on operational components of things related to primary care and making sure that things in the operations move smoothly. As you probably know, like, you know, in primary care, we get tasked with a lot of things to do, including the patient care. So my role was kind of working on mapping out how that would work and having someone on the ground who can help execute some of the things related to operations, and having a dotted line to me as the chief medical officer in my prior role. I thought that was great. So that was one great success, and we just really increased efficiency and productivity in our outpatient setting. In terms of the inpatient setting, a little bit different, but really being able to work with clinicians and finding some agreements. For example, one of the things that we just concluded was a workflow agreement between our emergency department intensive care unit, as well as our hospital service in terms of transfers to and from different facilities. We're a very busy hospital. And one of the things that sometimes becomes challenging is where we can position patients in hospital beds and making sure we're using those hospital beds as effectively and efficiently as possible. So having an agreement and getting all the providers and clinicians aligned and doing that is just fantastic. That's something that we're still waiting for some of the data to come in, but I think this will be a really great thing. So those are just two examples of things that I'm excited about, successes that I'm looking forward to for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Both, you know, really great examples to look at and really see how that makes the healthcare system and the organization overall more efficient and really important in healthcare today. You know, when you look at where we're at right now, what are some of the top trends that you're following?
You know, what you just touched on is actually one of the top ones. It's, you know, some of the trends that are happening right now. So In terms of healthcare, I feel like there's a lot of change. And so I'll just give you a couple of examples. So one of them is on trends for providers and for contracts and for contractual agreements between health systems. And so one of the things I'm just paying attention to is what that landscape looks like. Are there different things or mergers and acquisitions happening with different, you know, groups? Medical groups, are there things that happening with foundations or even hospitals on that side? So it's becoming more competitive. And of course, as you know, it's just, we don't have enough people, honestly, to do the job, to do, just, you know, whether it's providing care, whether it's like, you know, nursing, it doesn't matter. We're just, there's limitations in healthcare. So I'm kind of looking at the landscape and seeing what's happening with those things. I'd say another thing that we're paying attention to, or something that I'm just kind of curious on what's going to happen, is the governmental landscape in terms of legislation. So for example, in California, they recently did an initiative called CalAIM. I'm just wondering where it kind of, where that's going from a legislative standpoint. So kind of keeping our, you know, ear to the ground and what's happening, and have a meeting in the state capitol next week. So I would say that those are two areas that really, you know, not really super concerned about, but just paying attention to. And then, you know, a third one on the back end is kind of like, how do we as a health system, Sutter, or how do we as a hospital of Eden Hospital, how do we continue to grow or position ourselves to be the best healthcare system or the center of excellence in the East Bay and Alameda County here in Northern California? So one of the things, we're just paying attention to that trend and what opportunities there are to even improve and get better. And that's what I mentioned to the clinicians and the providers, and it's something that we're just kind of keeping an eye on. So I've said a lot, but, you know, we understanding what those kind of areas, those three areas are important for us.
Absolutely. I think you made such a great point in terms of, you know, some very distinctive goals and objectives, and looking at continuing to grow and certainly be the best health system and hospital available, and be the system of choice, I suppose, for patients as they're looking at the best way to receive their care or where they want to go. And then too, in talking about the landscape becoming a bit more competitive with medical groups, physicians, clinicians in general, I know, as you mentioned, there's been a lot of consolidation, and certainly in many areas, I know healthcare and health systems have experienced shortages. I'm not sure if that's the case for you, but, you know, when you look out at the healthcare space and trying to become the best health system possible, continuing to grow while also seeing things become more competitive, how are you looking at that? Are you looking at new and creative potential partnerships, or, you know, becoming more driven into some of the consumer trends? What's really kind of top of the conversations that you're having with your colleagues right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, one of the things that we've talked about, at least from, you know, service line, is right now, currently, do we have the right people and enough people for a certain things. So for example, I'm just giving an example. Let's say that we were doing something in surgery, or we're doing something in, you know, orthopedics, or we were doing something, do we have enough individuals to cover the necessary shifts that we do at the hospital? And if we don't, you know, what are the opportunities, or what can we potentially explore to do? Is that like a merger with a group? Is that looking at, you know, expanding the contracts? Is that trying to find some other type of leverage? What are the opportunities and things that we look at? So we don't, you know, leave any stone unturned, you know, what I would say, especially we look at all the opportunities and make a very good collective decision at the end of the day. And those are some things that we're working on, you know, literally, you know, right now or even this week. So I feel like as it's a more competitive landscape, and as we have to make more challenging decisions, it's making sure that we understand the problem, number one. And then number two is that exploring what are some of those solutions. Let's say there's three of them, and then thinking through those three solutions and then identifying, hey, which one would be the most likely probability for success? What would be the least, kind of rank order, if you would? And then going from there. So, you know, no decision at Sutter, I'll tell you, is made willy-nilly. It's very much well thought out, and there's a plan, strategic plan, and how we want to do that. And that's just the landscape. One of the other things is that because of the, you know, certain challenges, some you know, groups may come back and say like, hey, we want more money or we want more of this. And so then it's trying to work a compromise and saying, hey, does the ask substantiate what is there in the market? And that's always a challenging, particularly in my role in working with clinicians who are important, but also understanding that like we can't consistently open a new contract or do certain things. So it's really just kind of, like I said, coming, you know, addressing what the challenges are, identifying potential solutions, and really working to seeing what is that best option. And I think for us as a, you know, as a hospital system, I think that would be the way to go consistently, and that's what we've been doing.
Absolutely. I think that's such a great point, and certainly, you know, a great way to think about the challenges, a very measured way and strategic way to overcome them and find really common ground, you know, between any partnerships or the providers in general to make sure that everyone has what they need in order to provide elite levels of care. And speaking to that, I know, again, you talked about growth as being a major goal of yours, and I wanted to dig a little bit deeper there. How are you thinking about growth in the next 12 or 24 months? What can we expect to see from you?
Great question. You know, so right now it's more on the individual service line. So it's for individual, you know, like for example, if there was a particular area or discipline, do we want to expand that? And it's looking strategically at those. So right now, I'd say for us, we're looking at, you know, service lines and do we need to add or contract with another group to provide more services or additional coverage? So that's kind of what we're exploring at this time. We do have some other initiatives I won't go into detail about, but I would say that for us in the short term, it's identifying from the service line and in some cases identifying if there's like other treatment options. For example, with our radiation oncology, different type of things we're doing. So for example, like gamma tiles are one that I was on a call earlier, I think it was last month, and looking at that as a solution for treatment. And really it's great technology. So it's like, hey, can we add additional technology for this? And do we have a specialist that can to do it? And the answer is yes and yes. So in those type of things, if we can add those types of services, that's, you know, successful for us and successful for our patients.
That's great to hear. I can imagine, you know, it's certainly exciting, an exciting time to be in medicine, especially with all the technologies and innovations happening in different spaces and in the ability to take care of patients and treat diseases that we have now is better than ever before. I can imagine it's just really exciting to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. It's great. We have a great team. It's wonderful.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jenkins, for joining me on the podcast today. It's been fun to speak with you and learn more about what you're doing at Eden Hospital. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity and look forward to talking to you as well. Have a great day.